This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before, because they have been terrible. They haven't been in the playoffs since Mike Bibby and Peja were in the backcourt.
So it'll
tell
long?
You
wow.
That has been just a terrible run for them.
Yuck.
But
they're in the pit of despair.
When you look at their draft choices, all right, they had a string of just terrible draft picks recently. I don't know how Vlade Divac has a job, because I think he was responsible for drafting like Nick Stauskas and Ben McLemore.
Right? Mm-hmm.
These are lottery picks, okay? Thomas Robinson, another one, drafted fifth.
Right.
These guys just haven't worked out. But if you actually look at the guys they had drafted kind of before that, for them not to make the playoffs, they drafted, obviously, Boogie Cousins.
Yep.
Right.
Isaiah Thomas. Hassan Whiteside.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Evans. Like, if you put those four guys together right now, that's a playoff team. Although, well, I guess you play Boogie at the four. He shoots threes now.
Yeah, but he's just a nightmare to coach.
Yeah, you don't want him in your locker room.
I know, but I'm just saying that they drafted talent.
Yeah, it's just like Sacramento's just kind of like a forgotten franchise, a forgotten city.
NBA outpost.
I mean, I feel sorry for Darren Fox that he has to go out there and play
NBA
for three
Siberia
or 4 years.
Is what it is.
It
you
really
might
is.
As well call it 12 years in a row they haven't made the playoffs.
Wow,
because it's impossible.
Did
for them
Garrett
to make
Temple
playoffs.
Start last night?
Garrett Temple and George Hill start in their backcourt. And the other Bogdanovich.
Woof.
Yeah, it's an awful.
That's a terrible starting
awful
five.
Team.
Yeah, it is. They're three. We should have gone under 21 and a half for them.
Get a total bet in on them, even though the season's already started.
Now they drafted a bunch of guys who they hope are going to work out. They drafted Frank Mason from Kansas.
Right.
He's a great college player. They drafted Harry Giles from Duke.
Yes.
That he hasn't played this year.
He didn't even do anything at Duke.
Right. But De'Aaron Fox looks like he's going to be a player. Actually, he doesn't shoot a great percentage right now. Not surprising for a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's got a soft touch on his shot. He's very fast.
Did Mason play last night?
Not that I recall.
Yeah, well.
And I'm missing somebody else.
The reason that the Sacramento Kings. Oh, Buddy Hield. They have Buddy Hield.
Well, that was drafted 2 years
ago. Justin Jackson.
They're from North Carolina.
And Hield wasn't a draft pick. They got him via trade.
They got him a trade, yeah.
They're just a mess.
They are a mess. Are we going to hit the Skins now?
If you want to. I
think
we were going to
hit the Skins early because Mike's
going to
join us at 7.
All right.
I want to know about the Friday practice controversy. I know Jay Gruden talked about it.
Yeah, they have some quotes here.
I think he explained it more.
Well, he just I don't know that he said that much. He just said if that's true, you can hear it for yourself. Then it's on him.
All right, let me hear that.
But he also talks about how limited they are on Fridays.
But yesterday in particular, just on that same theme, I mean, Josh Norman said it felt like they were lackadaisical. Swearinger talked about, you know, really not quite having it in practice, like maybe they were, on Friday's practice particularly, you know, that being a little off. Preston Smith also mentioned that. I mean, sometimes it seems like they can't handle success, you know, have a good game and then maybe get a little big heads a little bit.
Maybe that's the case. If they feel that way, then I got to do a better job of making sure they don't get a big head. But, you know, it has been difficult to practice on Fridays, Thursdays, with the amount of injuries we've had and guys not being able to practice. We can't go very long. So we count on a lot of our walkthroughs and mental preparation to really take care of some of the plays that we miss. But for the most part, players have to get ready to play. And I have to do a better job of getting them ready to play. And if they're not ready, then that's on me.
Hmm. Yeah, I say that complaint and you kind of, you know, log it or whatever, register with it, and let's see if it comes back. Because I didn't hear that the week before after the big emotional win over Seattle.
Didn't seem to be an issue there.
Yeah, and Swearinger kind of said, you know, when you listen to his clip from the after the game, that it was something that had been plaguing them all season. Now, maybe he's right, but it's the first we've heard of it halfway through after kind of an emotional, frustrating loss.
But I think
let's see if that
right.
theme keeps coming up.
They're restricted by NFL rules now that they can barely practice, can't hit. And then when you have all these guys that aren't playing and suiting up,
makes it
most
that
of
much
the
more
defense
difficult.
Is healthy, but the offense is like, who are you even facing? You know what I mean? Who are they throwing out there in the practice?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think what you heard when Jay say, a lot of these things, a lot of these sets, they're just doing, they're just covering them in a walkthrough. They're not even really running them.
You get a guy in for the week, and he doesn't get any reps. He's got to do mental reps.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to be nubs.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't we hear that they only hit 17 times, like, all season long, something like that? It's absurd.
I think it's like 13
but
days.
But Swearinger could be talking about guys dropping passes or missing blocks or missing coverages. He's not necessarily talking about hitting or tackling. He could be just talking about the mental part.
No, but that's true. But he also said that they were carving us up in practice earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. Take it for what it is. I'm sure there's some truth, some validity to it.
Well, the validity is the Redskins' offense is better than the Redskins' defense. The Redskins' offense should carve them up in practice.
It's crazy because the defense has shown flashes. They have had, you know, the occasional game or two where they look really, really good. They've certainly had quarters and halves where they look really, really good. But at the end of the day, I think when you look at it through their nine games, I think this is right. I think they've had five games where they've given up 29 or more points.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Giving up a lot of points
in the
last
four.
Now, they've had the toughest strength of schedule, so the people can defend it that way.
That's true.
So maybe the ranking will improve when you face the Giants and other anemic offenses.
The Cards, the Broncos. Hope those numbers better come down.
When
you're facing Brock Osweiler, Drew Stanton, and or Blaine Gabbert,
right.
Those numbers have to come down.
But the injuries continue. Ryan Grant, of course, is in the NFL's concussion protocol. We know that. D'Angelo Hall has a bone bruise in his right knee. That doesn't look good. Anthony Lanier has a sprained knee. Jordan Reed still day-to-day. I don't know what the latest is on Ioannidis. I don't know if he's gotten his cast off yet.
Miles Paul is still in the concussion protocol, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys noticed, they had Ryan Anderson in there playing fullback.
Yep.
Right?
He did
playing
that last week,
ways.
Too.
He's had three snaps, I think, so far.
They said on the broadcast that typically it would actually be Ioannidis in there. Depth chart for fullback.
If you watch the Monday night game, Ray Maliuga was blocking for somebody in the Miami backfield.
Was he really?
He was playing fullback.
Right.
He came out of retirement. They're like, you're going to play fullback too. You're going to play defense and you're going to play fullback.
You don't see many fullbacks anymore.
No. It's kind of a dying position in the NFL.
So I don't know. I've talked about it. At some point, I'd like to maybe bang out some calls and get some insight from the fans and what they think. I really feel like this looks like the most difficult task to date with the injuries, with the way they've played. It doesn't mean that they can't play better in these games that are a little bit easier schedule-wise in theory, but I think this particular game looks, man.
You're playing the Saints who have won seven straight.
The Saints are pounding the football. It's not your mom's, or whatever the cliche is.
It's not your dad's sights that you're watching.
Exactly.
High flying.
It's not Drew Brees
offense.
Throwing for 5,000 yards and 45 touchdowns.
No.
In fact, he's only got 13. He's like middle of the pack in terms of touchdown passes this year.
Yeah, and their offense is better.
Last week, I believe this is right, I believe they rushed for like 290 yards.
298, I think.
Think about that. Sick number. They rushed for 300 yards last week, and we don't have some of our main guys up there to stop that.
They went into Buffalo.
We got Zach Brown and that's
shoved
it
on them.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Is
more
what they
of.
Did.
Yeah, they better be prepared.
Zach
for
Brown's going to be a busy man
and
on
then,
Sunday.
And then
if you stack, Breeze will just
Breeze
kill you.
Can pick you apart.
Yeah, he'll kill you.
I mean, I don't know why we don't unload our 401ks on New Orleans just to win. Forget about spreads; you can never pick the spread of a game. But just to win?
Let's do it. Let's all liquidate the 401ks and just
that,
put honestly, it all.
That would be the ultimate sweat.
Hey, why don't we each put, just for fun, let's each put 250, put 1,000 on it. Hey, you know they're not going to win.
Money line.
Yeah. Let's each put 250 on it.
Well, what's 360, 360 times 4? Why don't we do that? So that way you get an even Hunsky.
We each get a Hunsky?
Yeah.
I mean, all right, so one.
I'll be better if Kirk goes down
one
there.
One Wizards post-game show. I mean,
that,
whatever
14,
it is.
1440?
Yeah, I mean, dude, does anybody realistically, I mean, the best, they're 80% best case to lose.
There's no chance this guy puts.
He might do it. I can see him doing it. He knows they're not going to win.
Yeah, but I said load up on the Wizards against the Suns a couple weeks ago, and then the Suns beat them.
Yeah,
it's
true. And they had a 22-point lead in that game.
It's a good point.
They had a 22-point lead in that game.
Than it's ever been.
Listen. Think about that. They had a 22-point lead in the first half, playing the Phoenix Suns, who have 2-3 wins all season long. I believe they were at home, right? The Wizards
oh,
at home?
Was here.
Oh, that was here.
Wizards at home against the Suns. I told all you guys, why don't we put $1,000 and load up?
By the way,
and
the
line.
Look, the NFL is dicey, but the NBA.
Flukier.
The NBA, I mean, flukier. The teams just don't care.
Yeah, that's flukier.
The line jumped to 9, by the way. Opened at 7.5.
Yeah. Honestly, let's each put the Saints. I'll do it if you do
just
it.
To win $100.
360
Do you
to win
think
100.
It's going to happen? Do you think it's worth it? You'll get a ratings
I
bonus.
Just said 20%.
So many people will be listening on Monday. If they win, so many people will be listening on Monday. It'll be worth it.
It'd be so salty to lose 360, but if all three of you guys Cakes? Say it, I'll do it.
Jason?
I think I wouldn't do it.
Jason.
Come on, dude.
All right, so we're in.
Who's the biggest degen in the group?
All right, so are we in?
This is just
14-40.
We just need a
sue. To win 400.
A straight up win by the Saints.
Right,
who's,
dub.
Who's putting the bet in?
Valdez.
All right.
We make Valdez.
We'll use his account.
I mean, I'll just peel off four Huntskies and I'll be bitter.
I'll be but so it, salty.
I don't think I've ever rooted for the Saints ever in my life.
Are you actually going to root for him?
Of course he will. He doesn't want to lose 360. Kidding me?
No, but you're going to make it up on the back end. But the ratings bonus you're going to hit.
Please, because maybe. The Redskins would end up losing the next week. And Carolina and Seattle are starting to run away with it anyway.
This town will be
Where's
on.
Where's the ratings bonus? Because they
this
got
town
one winning
will be
against
on
the Saints.
Fire if they beat the Saints.
Did you look at the stands? They're not on fire.
People
don't
care. Go to the games.
That was coming off a huge win in Seattle.
Yeah.
And there was nothing but purple all over the stands.
Yeah. Well, that's different going to the games.
I really feel the pulse of the Redskins fans.
That's
fire.
Different going to the games. That, and to keep him in the playoff chase.
All right, we're going to talk more NFL next. Mike Jones covers the NFL for USA Today.
Come on,
next.
Alvin Kamara.
It's a
on
big, easy win for the Saints.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.